Parshas Chukas, Toshanayin Hey. It's a very Yisoidis Dike Parsha, like every Parsha is, but here we have one of the most tragic events in the history of the world, the Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. The repercussions of that chait, we know, wasn't zochah to go into Eretz Yisrael, and because of that, that's all the churma. They say, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go in, the Rechabes Mesh wanted to go in, if never been destroyed. Tremendous, tremendous tragic event, which seemingly seems difficult to understand. He hit the rock, instead of speaking to the rock. At the end of the day, there was a Kiddush Hashem. Vayikodesh bom, says the Svarnoi, Vayikodesh bom, there was Niskadesh. The fact that water comes out of a rock, by hitting a rock also, is a tremendous name. No one walks around outside and hits a rock, and water comes out. We don't ever found that, anybody hitting rocks outside. There are a lot of guys who hit rocks, but there's no water coming out. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu hits a rock and water comes out. And yet, it's a terrible lesson. You have to understand, try to give a little hezba, a new daher, this year in this Indian. Fire from this parasha, we have the parasha of Misas Miriam. Interesting, that precedes this whole parasha. People don't realize, in the coloring books, it's not really brought. So, many people, they still... all their knowledge of Chumash is still back to Moris Sarah's third grade class, the coloring book, Moshe Rabbeinu with the stick and standing over a rock and trying to hit, and your mother gets a note back. Why is he called Moshe Rabbeinu all black? And he's a psychologist. What's with the black? But everybody, that's the thing about the stick with the rock, everybody remembers from the third grade, blackening Moshe's face. He's a Shvartza, and those blowing books. But the mice, at the end of the day, we miss out the whole Hemshire over here. The parasha has to be learned up in Seidat Dvar. The reason they didn't have water, by side, and the reason they were thirsty for water, states free in the parasha of Thomas Shem Miriam. Miriam died, and she was buried there. There was no Mayim, as the Gemara says in Tainus Tes, Amid Aleph. Shloisha Parnosim Toivim Ha Yisrael. There were three leaders. Miriam and the Schuyah, three different presents came for them. The Mon, the Be'er, and the Anon. Be'er was B'schus Miriam. The water was B'schus Miriam. The clouds was B'schus Aaron. And Moshe brought the Mon. So the B'schus of the water was B'schus Miriam. And then she died, and the water left, there was no water. The Gemara says it came back, B'schus Moshe of Aaron. And that was talk of the story later on. But why wasn't there water? Why did Hashem make it that there was no water? So Chazal tell us the reason why there was no water. Mefarshim bring down Chazal, Medrash, that they did not properly eulogize Miriam. They did not feel the loss enough. As the Kliyoka brings, Atzad Ha'oinesh Chosru Amayim Shlo Hispidu Karoi. V'shteitin Moshe V'Aaron V'yivchu Oysom Kol Beis Yisrael. V'kan No Nema V'yivchu Oysa. It just says V'tom Hashem. There's no crying. There's no weeping. There's no eulogy. There's nothing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset with this. We could say maybe media connected media. Their springs of wells of their tears were dried up. So Kodesh Baruch dried up the water. Mida connected Mida. And Chazal tell us that the greatness of Miriam, Atomash Miriam, Miriam dies. Lama Nisvucha Parshas, Miriam the Parshas. There's another smichas over here, the Parshas, Parah Aduma. Just a shame. Shekeshem.
The poradur mechaperes is a makitz mechaper. The poradur is mechaperes. So to misa tzadikim is mechaperes. And taka that was the smichus, and they should have realized that the protection, the godless, and because of that, everything dried up. And but Mr. Kliyoker over here, the amount of the Kliyoker, we don't have so much time to go into, but the Kliyoker says there are four places of smichas tzadikim to things that happen. There are four places where we have such a concept. Smichas bnei Aaron to Yom Kippur, the same thing, the bnei Aaron in Parshas Achrei Mois, it's right next to Parshas Yom Kippur, just like Yom Kippur's mechaper. Smichas Miriam the Para, this week's parasha, in Parshas Devarim, the Smichas Mises Aaron, the big day Kahuna. Next to the big day Kahuna, in Pasuk Chav Ches, in Vayikra, and the Smichas Mises Aaron, the Shviras Haluchas, that's in Devarim. The same thing, that Kosha Mises Adin, the Shviras Haluchas. And the Kiyokor goes on to Mazda, beautiful Kiyokor. Everybody should know this Kiyokor, that there's four great gifts that Tzadikim give us. One is the world is Nizoy. The world is supported. The world is sustained. B'schus the Tzadikim, as the Gemara tells in Brachas, Kola Oilam Kuloi, Nizoy, B'shvil Chanina B'ni. You know it in Brachas Yitzayim. So that's one of the toeluses of a tzaddik. He gives sustenance to the world. He brings that the world has what to live on. And we find over here Miriam. Because of Miriam, Klai Yisrael had the water in order to live. And that's why it's next to the para. It's the first thing. It's the first thing the tzaddik does in the Riyah. The second thing, the tzaddik is Malamim Lehoyel Derech Hashem. The tzaddik teaches them the right way. Another thing he does for Tikkun HaOlam. One thing, he brings the Parnassah to the world, but he also gives them, shows them the way to live. And that's why it's Doim L'Shviras HaLuchos. The Luchos, it's the Torah. The third thing, he's a Mogen, he's a shield, he's a protection. Like a Beged, it's a protection. That's why Smichas Mises Tzadikim to the Big Day Kahuna. Because it protects. And the last thing is mechaper, and that's the smichas to Yom Kippurim. He's mechaper on the door by having him around. He has his car for the door, and his misa is mechaper for the door. That's the goddess of a tzaddik. The reason why I bring this to Yochor is because I feel that there's a very, 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 very important lesson. I think, in my opinion, to be learned, and I think this is the Pesach maybe to understand the parsha of Chet Mei Meriva of the water. The pasuk starts off in that parsha. The Om gets into a machlokes with Moshe Rabbeinu, and they tainu. Why did you bring us into this midbar? Why you bring us here? Why you take us out? Why you take us? They take us with some Mitzrayim to bring us to this place. It's not the place you promised. And Moshe and Aaron go to Pesach Omer and they fall from Hashem. So it seems that the Meriva was on Moshe Rabbeinu, but yet, at the end of the parasha, it says, "Heima mei Meriva." These are the waters of Meriva. Asher Ravu v'nei Yisrael as Adonai. Like they fought with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chor is a shtickle diak over here. The chor, the parasha starts off, they fought with Hashem, and yet it says they fought es Hashem, which is also a shtickle lashon. Es Hashem. What do you mean es Hashem? But they fought with Hashem. So who was the fight? What was their agenda? Was it for Moshe Rabbeinu? Was it attack him? Or was it attack HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Second kasha. Vayidabe Hashem Moshe Leimo in the parasha. Kachas HaMateh. take the stick. The hakel aso edo atov aroin achicha v'dibaltem el hasel leinehem. Speak to the rock. How you doing, rock? Speak to the rock. What's the pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to speak to the rock. What's the nafkami if they speak to the rock? Rashi says a pshat. That we know, Rashi says, later on, that was the chilek. They spoke, or if he hit the rock, because if he speaks, they'll make a kavah choymer, that is the rock, which is an inanimate object, and it doesn't get tzchar, and yet it does HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, so they had to also have to do it. That's Rashi's mahalach, Rabbi Yehuda Chazal. We want to masbir with another knetch over here. What was the vort? But the problem is, everybody said, first of all, so why did he tell him to take the stick in the first place? Forget, someone learned that was Moshe Rabbeinu understood that why is the Kishbon take the stick for? Vice toys, he meant that if there'll be a problem, so you might have to go out to the stick. The rock's not listening. If a kid doesn't listen, try once with the word. When, you know what comes next? The belt. Smack him up. So if the rock's not in the mood, we'll get him in the mood. Oh boy, I'll get him in the mood. But I thought he would take the stick. So forget the first one. So what was he telling him to take the stick? One more unbelievable deer, boys. This is such an unbelievable deer. This word of late is unbelievable. The Meshech Chachma's Diyak. Zok the Meshech Chachma. Every word of Chumash was, you're crazy, you're just learning Chumash. So he told him, take the stick and speak to the rock in front of them. La'ein Nehem, it's also a baby there, not some name. For he says, La'ayim in a cell, you'll get water from the rock. Vishkisa es ha'eda ve'es bi'ira. You'll be able to feed, sustain the eda ve'es bi'ira. And their cattle. And their animals. Ve'es bi'ira. So Moshe takes it, Ve'ikah Moshe Zamatu, Fnei Hashem, Kasher Tzivo, he takes the stick and he gets everybody together. And he speaks to the stick. And he lifts his hand, he finally hits it. Vatesh ta'eda, not the esbira, uvira. He asked the Meshech Chachma, why the change? What originally he told in the tzivoy, and why when they actually fed him was uvira. Okay, Rabbi said. So we're going to say Pshadazet. This is Mahal we want to say this year, by side. Next year you'll come back for next year's Mahal. The Pshat is a. The Rebbeinu Shem realized by the Misas Miriam that Klal Yisrael did not cry for Miriam. It wasn't just a chesaron in Beit Olam Lachaveiroi. In the feeling of Moshe being Moshe Rabbeinu's family, it was the chesaron in being machshiv, das gedolim, the leaders. It was the chesaron in understanding of the shivas of tzaddikim, who they are, and that was the taina. That was the shtarka taina, and that's why Hashem dried it up. The water. You don't appreciate what the tzaddikim are doing for you. You don't appreciate it. You don't understand what the tzaddikim, you're not machshiv who they are. They're a different breed b'fnei atzmo. They're a koyach b'fnei atzmo. You're not machshiv the zekeinim. There's a tremendous danger. Because the Zekeinim by Klal Yisrael represents something just more than leadership, something more than governmental. The Nasi, the head, the leaders represent in a certain way the Ribbono Shel Olam. As Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon Ham Suni, Yeshua Rabbi Chami Ham Suni, Hayadoy Reish as called Essen Shebetoira. Psalm Chav Beis. Kevin Sheigia Le Es Hashem Lekecha Tira Pirish. Is there anybody to fear? Like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Achibor Rabbi Kiv Dorash Es Le Rabbo Is Talmidei Chachamim. Or Bekama Mem Aleph. Es Le Rabbo Is Talmidei Chachamim. What's the pshat? The Belt says the Gaval the Gavar. Shimon HaMsuni's whole life was tarshining away all the essence of Torah. The Belt says the Gaval the Gavar. His whole shit, every shiur, was about essence. The only essence around the Torah, by side, till you come to Hashem Lekir, they want them in a chet for hundreds. They tarshin, then tarshin, and tarshin, came to Hashem Lekir. I don't have pshat. Who can you remember to feel like a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Yad Pirish. Back down. Do it any other. Not Davke. I'm going to catch a Mashiach Klali. Rashiva knows he's been had. What are you trying to say? What? That's not Pshat. Love Davke. Love Davke. This one will make it up. This MS. Somebody who could cancel. He was so emistic. He canceled his life goal. His life goal was to answer all the essence. Come out of the guy, a scientist, and he's making millions of dollars. And he has one small shot. Okay, you cover it up. Don't tell him about that one. You know? Read it quick. No one will hear it. What is that? Move on. Next S. No. MS. So when Bekiva saw that such could be such a human as Rav Shimon ben Hatzuni, Es Hashem Lekicha the Rabbi is Talmidei Chacham. And you, the Baruch Hashem, understands when a person attacks this Ganim, when a person hamashes this Ganim, he doesn't understand the Chashivas of what a Zokin B'Yisrael is, what a leader, what a Tzadik, a Talmid Chacham is. It's not just the chesaron and his chashivas. As Hashem alekech and the rabbis, Talmidei Chachamim, feltoch in his understanding, in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. The Talmid Chacham, the tzaddik, helps us to connect with HaKadosh Baruch. It's not only for chassidus. We connect to HaKadosh Baruch, you understand through a Talmid Chacham, through a tzaddik, through a zokin, the sikhne Yisrael. You understand his godliness, he perfected himself. Mahu racha, mafata, he perfected himself to be a shtick. Dimyon. In this world, walking in this world, that's the tzaddik. So a chesaron in his chashivos is a chesaron in HaKadosh Baruch. So that answers our first kasha. Vayorev and Moshe. Right after the Chayt and Miriam, they continued in their rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. They had gone from that matzah of not being Machshav Miriam, and they continued against Moshe Rabbeinu. By Yorav and Moshe, a behema may meriva for shtei tesoiv apaisha. Behema may meriva sherov is es Hashem, es Hashem. What do you mean Hashem? The five of Moshe. The rabbi is Talmidei Chachamim. Es Hashem, the rabbi is Talmidei Chachamim. Tzadikim. They're attacking the Talmidei Chachamim. They made rebellion against the leadership. What's the Soiva Sholdova? Hey, Meriva. Asher Rovu Es Hashem. Soiva Sholdova. Asher Rovu Es Hashem. Ah, where did the Kipshar of Esau? Oh, but that was the Yisoid. And that's why Hashem made them lose the water. They took it the wrong way. As the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, what was their taina? They said, Moshe Rabbeinu could have taken us a different way. Why did he bring us this route? He should have brought us a different route. We would have had water. Rabbeinu, you're making a terrible mistake. The Ziknei Ha'am, Hashem wants you to appreciate them. Shlosh Panosim Toiv Nosim Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, appreciate your leaders. Understand them. Be machshed them. Respect them at the highest level. They're your vehicle to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Hashem took away the water. You didn't appreciate Miriam. You weren't machshavim. You didn't mourn her loss. There was no vayivku. She was a mazik ne Yisrael. She brought Klai Yisrael such benevolence, which a tzaddik brings to the world, an understanding and a shtick, Eibishta. And you mezalza v'chvoida, there was no mourning. I'm taking away the gift. But instead, they continued their rebellion. They were l'shitasa. Ayarv and Moshe, who's that? We're going to start with Moshe. But what does that lead to? Es Hashem, the rabbi, Tamidach. The Ziknei Yisrael. Hashem told Moshe, take the stick. You got to come out in a strong showing of leadership. Showing, you know Moshe Rabbeinu, I know that you're an honor, but now comes the point that you have to show. You have to show them who are the Ziknei Yisrael, who are the leaders of Klal Yisrael. That's why he told him to take the stick for Hakel. Take the stick and get them together. The stick represents the leadership. This is a moment of showing them that who are the leaders. The leaders of the Ziknei Yisrael, the Talmid Chacham and the Tzaddikim. We have to impress upon them. And there will be the Ibarta Marasela. I don't want you to hit the rock. I want you to speak to the rock. Hey rock, what's going on? How about a little Arak? What do you mean, speak to the rock? How's your afternoon, Mr. Rock? So, the Halakha Nitziv, the Dibayatim al-Hasela, say Divrei Torah, and show them the Koyach HaTorah, that the Koyach HaTorah has a Koyach to change the Bria, and Talmid HaChomim, who are Maribim Shom Ba'olam, who have the Koyach of Zchus HaTorah, the Amelus HaTorah, with their Torah, they can Mishana the Bria. Hit the rock. Maybe it comes from that stick. That. Okay, maybe there's a schooler. But speak to the rock, says the Netziv. Now you're going to speak to the rock. Hi, rock. How you doing? No. V'dibartem. V'dibartem bom. Speak in Torah by the rock. You and Aaron. Understand? V'dibartem al hasela. I have a problem. What do you dibartem? Together, a choir. Rock! With the Bartim together, speak in Torah, El Asela. Speak together in Torah. Show them the Hashivas of Tzaddikim Yisrael, Tamid Chacham, the Ziknei Yisrael, the Koyach HaTorah, that through their speech, through their Divrei Torah, we can split the rock. And then we'll regain. Then we'll come back to us. The Hashivas of the Ziknei Yisrael. And that's what my intention. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was punished so severely. It wasn't about the hitting or the speaking. There was a miracle. But I wanted to bring out the Hashivas of the Ziknei Yisrael. Their Koyach HaTorah. Their Koyach that they can talk and learning. They can discuss the Sugya of Shor Shanogin HaSapara. Arba Oves Nezikin. And through that Koyach HaTorah, bring out Mayim, bring out food, sustenances. That's the Koyach of the Tzaddik that was lost in Miriam. And to make them understand that Klai Yisrael, we live by Ziknei Yisrael. We have a different existence. Our leaders are not based on the guy with the most money. The leader is not based on the guy who looks the most charismatic. He's sitting there. Change! We need change! Make sure that guy looks like $1 million on the stage, a $7,000 tie. He comes out looking spiffy. They got the youngest looking guy or other genders out there. And speak to the crowd and wheel them away with that unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu was a kfad pei. He couldn't even talk. Because our leaders are picked out not because they're charismatic. And that was could be why Hashem made him a kfad pei. Not because they're great orators. Because they're great people. And that's what I want to show them. And not because they have a lot of money and influence and they can tell everybody how great they are and how what they're going to do for the land. And you go into their lives and everything's corruption. You go deep and deep into their lives. Total corruption. Totalness. The biggest, greatest presidents. Corruption. The worst aveiros, the worst sins they were doing. Terrible acts. In while they're president. Because it's nothing to do with the person. It's about his white teeth. How nice of a smile he has. I remember they used to say about a president, wow, what a nice smile. The guy was caught on who knows what. You see what he was able to accomplish with his nice smile. But we live by the godless of Zikne Yisrael, the Torah, the godless, the person, Moshe Rabbeinu is godless. And Kal Hashem wanted to ingrain it there. V'dibarat him alasal. Talk benachas. You don't have to hit. You don't have to do anything to the ra. Just talk benachas. Divrei chachom benachas tishmoyim. Talk very nice and kind. And I'll split open because that's who you are. And that's the lesson I want to teach Kal Hashem. I have to ingrain it at this moment in time. The Kal Hashem has to realize they live on a different existence. We live by Torah. We live by mitzvahs. We're much higher. Then the goy. It's like the Hilik of Meshech Chachma. You're gonna drink from the waters. Vateish Ta'eda. You're gonna drink from the waters. Ve'es Bi'iram. Ve'shkisas Ta'eda. I want you to give to drink the Eda. Ve'es Bi'iram. Ve'es Bi'iram. You know what the S is? Psik. S is to make a distinction. Kal Yisrael, you're much higher than the behemoths. You're thirsty now, you're hungry, but realize who you are. You're Kal Yisrael. You're much higher. You're much more important. You live by Torah. You live by Tzaddikim. You live by Zikne Yisrael. You don't live like behemoths. But what happened, Rabbi Yisai? When he hit the rock, Vateish Ta'eda Uvi'iram Vav Chibas at the Meshech Chachma. The lesson was not. They drank together with the animals. They drank together with the animals. Say, Mumo, move over. Give me some of that water. Uvi'iram at the Meshech Chachma. Vishkiso as Ta'eda Vesviram. Es. Sick. But taste to either uvi ira, like an animal, and that's the nafkamina Rabbi Zai. Because if we live with Zikne Yisrael as our role models, that we live with our hakara, that the Rebbeinu Shlom's in charge, that we're oivdei Hashem. But if we live without that hakara and Zikne Yisrael, if we don't have that attachment and understanding the chashivas of Zikne Yisrael, then we live for Eda Uvi'iram like animals. And the Persian wants Klai Yisrael to live on a different dairga. Hema mei meriva asher ravu b'nei Yisrael es Hashem. There was a fight eventually with the Ibariyah. The Zikne Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to get into our noodles to appreciate the Zikne Yisrael, our leaders, our Talmidei Chachamim, our Rabbanim, the Machshav, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a door that's Rachmon Litzlan, a lot of zilzal out there. Every person gets up and he has an agenda. He makes fun of this Rav and that Talmidei Chacham, that Gadol, Rabbi Yisrael. And he has an agenda himself. He wants to be on top of the ball, but don't him fall. So this one's no good, and that one, oh, he's a Sephardi, and he's an Ashkenazi, he's a Rebbe, he's a this, Rahman, it's not. Tamil Chacham, Atzumim, Tzadikim, Manhige Hador, we don't appreciate that. We don't appreciate what they do for the door. The always used to say over that the Germans, Yimach Shema, the Ika Shlita, when they started their killing machine, their murder machine, really started getting going was in 1940. 1939, it started the war, but they were able to murder and kill with such a quickness and such an amount. It was after 1940. There were two great men that were nifter at that time, or three great men, Bamis. But they said, Rav Shimon Shkop, Rav Baruch Ber. And the Oilam said over, the Kol's man that Rav Baruch Ber, Rav Shimon were alive. The Omel HaTorah, Rav Shimon and Rav Baruch Ber, everybody's spilling Rav Baruch Ber's place, the Malach HaLikim. Rav Chaim Oizu also was nifter around that time. The Doyel HaDorah were there. There was no chance the Germans could have a real Shlita. But once these were nifta, once the Amelis HaTorah, these great, great Gedolei Olam, who we don't understand the level of Kedusha, the Baruch Ber, if he touched the hand of a guy, he would go wash it for you. He would want to go into the mikveh, but instead he would wash because if you can't go to mikveh, you wash your hand many times, 40 times. If he touched the hand of a guy, Baruch Ber leave with the understanding which are higher people, much higher people. He said over that Jimmy Walker, the mayor of New York, gave Baruch Ber the key to the city because he said, you disproved Darwin's theory because a person like you could never come from an ape. That's the heat that a guy was able to see, the Kedushas HaYisrael. And here, how do we get that attachment? Because we are. We have a different neshama. We have a neshama that's attached to the Kodesh Baruch Hu on a much higher level. But how do we create that kashra, Rabbi? The Zikne Yisrael, appreciating the Zikne Yisrael. Chaim Shulaz and the Shmuz, Mora says, the Erev and Samach Gimel, Klamoyra Halacha, Yadr Olsen Brachas, the Shmuel, Nice with you, Allah and Allah from the Bezer Brothers. Kalamuyru halocha b'fnei rabbo yichayim misa. The Gemara brings a story about a certain young Talmud who passed in the Shaila, that's the one in the Erevin there, in front of his Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, there'll be a chiddush if he lives out the year. So B'chayim Shulevitz asked, what's the tekbal aveira, amuyru halocha b'fnei rabbo? Is it because you're pagan in the cover of the Rebbe? So Mashma, the Rebbe couldn't be. The Rebbe said, if I the Rebbe wanted his son to his Talmud to live, so why could the Rebbe just moichel? So Chaim Shulevitz, Mechila doesn't help. Don't do it anyway. It's not a pagay in the Rebbe. It's a pagay in the Zikne Yisrael. That we have to know that the Rabbi. And you pagay in the Zikne Yisrael, you pagay in this Yisoy Rabbi, it's the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chaim has nothing to do Benon Chaveiros. Benon Chaveiros, so he could be moichel. Benon Lamokoi. Pagaya in the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That is no mechilas chayav misa v'chas v'shom. Now this we have to realize, Rabbi Yisai. No matter what goes on in the generation, the person has to be machshiv, the gedolim, the rabbonim, the chashiv rabbi. This is our kesha. I don't care what's going on in the streets and this and people are saying and everything else now, we don't understand. We have to realize that, as the Kol Yochid said, our God's existence comes from that. The Tzaddik supports he sustains the door. He's mugging on the door. He's the shield of the door of us. And even the Goyim know this. They say before, and even the people that don't really show, they are not showing me 100%, they understand deep down that it's the Tzaddik HaDor who are watching the door. They say before, Israel went in 1981 to bomb the Iraqi atomic reactor. They went to the Helik Stipla, the heads of the Air Force. They said they want a bracha. Everything should go well. They're going on a tremendous mission. Five people knew about this mission. The four top security guards, the Prime Minister, and Bisrael Yankov Kanievsky, the Bnei Brak, or Hovrash Bam. If anybody wants to know who knew about it, General him and General him, and Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Kanievsky. No one else knew about this bombing. And they went to him. And they said, at 6 o'clock, 6 a.m., Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to buy one of Bracha. So he said, the big rabbi, 7 o'clock. So he's the audience. No, 6 o'clock. He screamed at him. He wrote it. He didn't hear so well. He said, 7 o'clock, you'll have Bracha. No, what did he say? Punkt. At 7 o'clock, it's something, the way it worked out in the whole mission that they had to delay, whatever they saw, maybe it was radars, whatever it was, and at 7 o'clock, boom, they bombed the reactor. But they realized it was the Morgan, how they had that slacha. When it comes, push comes to shove, people running to Reb Chaim's door, and this, that happened, this. Who do you go to, Rabbi, with the big shahs, because you understand that. So we have to be marsh, get into our nuls, we really marsh, Rabbi, to treat them with the utmost respect. Not to mezalzo in any Talmud Chacham, Rabbi, because there are levels, every time there's levels. There's Rabbi Mubok, there's Rosh Ha'ir, and Rosh Ha'dis, and. But to know in a certain way each one represents a shtickle es, the rabbi is Talmid HaChacham, es Hashem HaKachatira. And if you chas for showing me zalzel, it's a zilzel in Moir Shemayim. It's not a zilzel in Moir Shemayim. It's a zilzel in Moir Shemayim. Because what's the gaz in Talmud Chacham? He has Torah. What's Torah? That's the Kibbutz Shlom. So mizalzel on the Torah. Mizalzel on the Torah. And we're in a generation of Boisai. There's a lot of zilzel. And a lot of things that go on. The zilzel on the Yiddish guy we spoke about last week to make fun of like Tzonas. The zilzel on the people in Talmud Chacham, Boisai. This and that. You'll make fun of this and that. And it's a very dangerous tightrope, Boisai. It makes fun of great Talmud Chacham, Tzadikei Hador, Boisai. The whole Maisa, if you are his husband now, the whole Maisa, the Mazals and covered Miriam, the whole story, if I say, that we don't have a base of Migdish today. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go in, the whole thing started with a zilzul cover, if I say. We have to take that in the Duda, if I say. We have to understand what the Talmud Chacham does, the Tzadik does for the Dor, to respond from it, to learn from the Tzadik, to run for the Tzadik, to get brachas, and then to understand the chashiv is what a tzaddik means, Rabbi Yisrael. They're davening for the tzaddikim. They have a special tefillah every day, Rabbi Yisrael. I don't know, in the art scroll, if it's translated properly. Right? We daven all the chashiv is shuftenik. We daven the Talmud Chacham. Well, we say also in chashiv, what? We daven every single day for the tzaddikim. The gift once said over, he once said over. It's not a day. I don't daven for Reb Shach. Reb Shach, he said, I daven every single day for the Reb Shach. They should be healthy and buried. They will lead the daughter of us. We daven for the Talmid Chacham. We daven for the tzaddikim. We look to them for the guidance, Rabbi Yisrael. We go to them, we appreciate them. We appreciate the tzaddikim that are protecting the door of us. We don't appreciate Chas V'Sholem. And tzaddikim, we say every single day, that's an appreciation. For the tzaddikim, the door of us. To appreciate them properly. To realize their leadership, and realize, and from that you're going to come to a bigger Hakara of us. You'll understand what Kavod HaTorah is. Such a lack of Kavod HaTorah of us in this generation. You don't understand what Kavod HaTorah. People don't get up. Talmid Chacham, you walk into the room, no one gets up. Scheinberg used to call and say over, big Yisoid. This is the same Yisoid also, Rabbi Yisoid. Keep it up the aim, it's the same Yisoid. As the Chinuch says in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, that's how a person comes to Yimaka HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he recognizes his parents, who he sees, he'll recognize his parents he doesn't see. Shalosh Yishuv from Yodam. The Shomer used to call all you, every time a kid used to come to him in the Shomer, he said, oh, give me a bracha. So the Shomer said, are you a good boy? He says, yeah, I'm a good boy. The kid used to answer. So what's a good boy? So he used to say, a good boy, what do you mean, a good boy? You know, he's good in school, he has good grade. No, Shomer. Do you stand up for mommy and tati? Do you stand up for, papa and mama, he said, when they walk in the room? Do you get up for your parents? That's a good boy, he said. Person gets up for a Talmud Chacham. Respect. It's not the word. It's the word of Kavod HaTorah. But we respect the Torah. The Gemara Megillah Gimel says Kavod HaTorah is odif milivin HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah is greater than milivin HaTorah because Kavod HaTorah brings to milivin HaTorah. We understand the chashivas of Torah. We understand how great this thing is. This makes a person that can control the world with yiparatim al hasela. So you have a she'ifa to want to be somebody great. If that's what you pray, if that's what you think is so chashiv, If you think that's something on top of the world, you realize that this is the thing that controls the world, the number one. So, I want to get a piece of that. Get me a piece of that. If you think a guy with a stick and hits a ball over the wall is important, so I'll get me a piece of that stick. Get me a piece of that guy's underwear. It's all online. The $500,000. Get me a piece of that underwear. I want the rear of the band. Hanes. That's what's chashuv. But if you understand that this is everything, this is the bria, the dibatim on the cellar, this brings toiva to the bria. So my she'ifa is to become a great person. If you mechabit toiva, you understand what toiva is. It's a skula. It's a achona to become great in toiva itself. I'm machshav it. And if I don't, it's my kids. The moiker rabbanon. The shayla. What do you see? The goyim's girsa. Habili benin tamid lechom. Chasvan to tamid lechom. Shabbos chof gimel. You understand what chashivas haTorah is? What Torah means to the world? That the world only survives through Torah. That was sustained through Torah and tzaddika oylam. So we're machshav it. Ad hasoif boisa. And then we don't want to give it up. The goyim says pshat and amending. We say every night in Ma'ariv. Zok the look at goyim and siddur. We say every night in Ma'ariv. We know the Ribbono Shel Olam is mamish, the Almighty, all powerful. We know the Ribbono Shel Olam has any. He could give us everything, right? The famous thing of see Avinu Malkeinu. Why is that such a powerful feeling? You're Avinu. You're a Tata. A Tata wants to give, but sometimes a Tata wants to give. But he's a gas, he pumps gas. So he comes home with 50 bucks. Ta, can I get new shoes? Sorry, 50 bucks. We gotta buy some milk and orange juice for tomorrow's breakfast. Maybe I'll pump some more gas tomorrow. Avinu Malkeinu. So you have a father, but he's Malkeinu. He's the king, man. Your father's the king, man. You're getting good presents. You come home. If your father's the king, you're not coming home and getting a small little bicycle. You come home from your, and you had a good grade. You're not going to have some little, 10-speed bike for your birthday. You come out on your 16th birthday, like a guy told me. How was it? A guy once told me he had such a hard time. How was it not having a hard time? My father was a wealthy man. I came home for my 16th birthday, and there was a convertible in the parking lot in the driveway. Hi, son. This is for your 16th birthday. He said, Rebbe, what was I supposed to do? I was 16 years old with a beautiful convertible. There had to be someone in the other seat. You got a convertible? Yeah, my father was a wealthy guy. Avinu Malkeinu. Burnish will give anything. Okay, Hashem will give Bishachvit. What do we say in Ma'ariv? Hashem loves us. What's the lush of the tefillah? Give me a sitter, please. I'm a sitter over there. You're a sitter there. What's the lush of the Ma'ariv? Oh. We say, Chukim, Mishpatim. Right before that, what's the lush? We're ending, Rabbi Sai. Yeah, before Alkein. We get right before. We say in Avas Oilam, basis for Amcha Hofta, you love us, the only will love. Who loves you? Not some poor guy, some guy vagabond, some guy, homeless guy. A British love. Amcha Hofta. Toivu mitzvah chukumishma. So what did he give us? With everything, the choice. He had the choice to give you anything. $1 billion, you could have it. This, that. He decided, I want to give you the most precious thing that's possible. Toiru mitzvahs. A person knows this bar, you should, out of your case, you should say, how does Rosh Kol ending say that stuff? Tfi on the Rosh Kol, grandmother taught. I'll cover that Toiru shmuz, you can't do that. But come up to Rosh Kol, 7 o'clock, what are you talking about? This is the most precious thing. This is, Rosh Kol can give you anything. He said, here, this, I love you. I love you, child. This is the best thing in the world. Chukum mishpatim usolim atah. Al kain, if you know this var, what do you do?
Hashem Ali Bishokhvenu Vukuminu Nasiyah Vukukacha. Nasiyah's automatic if they're going. Therefore, when you're sitting in there, you're always talking in Torah. If you know this Vart, this is the most precious thing in the world. This is the greatest of greatest, Rabbi Yisai. I'm giving you the greatest, but here it is, the big box. This is the great, unwind it, take it off. What's under there? Wow, it must be so great. Oh no, Baba Kama. That's it? That's it? I thought underneath was going to be some skip certificate. Go to the Cancun. Baba Kama! Yeah. I love you. I care about you. I want to give you the most precious gift. Baba Kama! Toiru Mitzvahs! Oh wow, the Persian knows. He's all power. He gives anything. And he gives this. Al Kain. Thank you.